prices over the years, and they have considerably lowered every year since 2008, I believe, or 2009. And that's what I would figure on the property, and knowing that the depreciation on the building's been considerable if it's a stick building.
What's price per square foot right now out there on the strip?
For rent?
For raw land.
For raw land? You know,
it's all over.
It's all over. I mean, are utilities there? Are utilities not there? How much more rock do you have to break the other? You pad ready? You not pad ready? I mean, that's a tough one to say.
That's what I'm trying to get at, though.
Yeah.
Because all we've talked about is the value of the building.
Yeah,
we're going to set it down because of
right now,
the structure. We're going to set it down minimum.
Well, the building right now you have at $809,000 and the land at $360,000. I'm saying total, we paid for everything was $740,000, and I think that ought to be the valuation on it, given this project or given this property and the rent you can get out of it right now. And if you're not an owner user, it is a tough deal. As Dimitri and everybody else found out who owned it over the years, I mean, I think when Rick purchased it in 1994, he only paid $360,000 for the whole building, or $290,000. I don't remember off the top of my head what he told me, Rick Huffman, what he told me he purchased it for back in the middle of the 90s. So I just don't see how we get a whole lot higher than the $740,000, which is the most recent sale. Office buildings are just totally different than retail, in my opinion. If this was a retail building, I think it would have much more value and had more frontage.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's not a lot of,
I mean,
it's kind of a pie shape.
It is.
If you give it a value of eight, what Danny's talking about, I think, is value of property over value of building.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
So
I think you're getting it there.
So if we did that, I mean, if you take a kind of a comparable building that where the flag store used to be and the one you just said sold out there by the old Jesse James Motel,
mm-hmm.
that makes $8.65 a foot is essentially what that sold for. And now $740,000 is what he bought this property for. $865 a foot times the 2 acres, you're looking at $748,000. So he's right there in the value of the property is right there in the ball.
In the total. I'm fine with it then.
What I read was it was on the market for over a year, right?
It was on the market for, Dimitri had it on the market for 3 years. The bank had it on the market for 2.5-3 years. So in my world of commercial real estate, that's considered a seasoned property and not a foreclosed or distressed asset anymore because it's been seasoned on the market and had a fair time for anybody to purchase it. And so, yes, it has been on the market for a long, long time. And one of the best real estate guys here in town was trying to lease it for the bank and Dimitri, and when he didn't think it was a buy at $740,000, I think they got fair value for it.
Brandon, you want to put your numbers together in a motion or...
Closing costs and things. That includes the taxes, includes the.
Yeah.
So that needs to be backed out of it anyways?
I don't think so.
Doesn't need to be? We're looking at the settlement charges of $11,000. So if we did just the straight $8.65, they'd make it $7.48. So it'll be a little less than the move to set the assessed value of BOE number 2016-3 to $748,000.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And then the last one, what would you agree to on? Was your motion on the last building?
865.
865, just double checking I had that right. Thank you all very much. We'll look forward to having you at the grand opening of the developmental connections. We're pretty excited about that one. The development, the apartments we got there.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you.
The meth heads come in from Branson, Joplin, Springfield. I wonder why the value of real estate in that part of the country has been destroyed by meth. That's his comments. No value on that one.
Is this the same guy for five properties?
Yes, we're not sure if it's Rush Rod or Rod Rush.
Probably Rod Rush.
That's what I would think. I've been wrong before.
If I may, these properties are down, I think all of them. That just made me wrong. That says Venice on the Lake.
It'll be similar to that. What's that?
The first one's on Venice on the Lake, but the rest of them are on Lake Taneycomo Woods, which is down T Highway on the right, goes all the way down to the lake. It's been kind of a...
You turn right there before you get to the big subdivision, Highlands.
Taneycomo Highlands.
Yeah.
Road goes back in there.
Mike, the order on your agenda is slightly out of order, but we need to go by that order.
What to... Where's this other one in Venice on the Lake at?
Well, I didn't catch that one, but I can find out.
Can we bring it up on the Taney County maps? Yep.
Yeah, he can say.
1021 Ashland Court.
Has he got a recommended price on it? Or?
That was the first one. Not on the second one.
I just ran some comps for a guy looking at a lot in a house he just bought down there.
And he's got pretty much the same type comments on all of them.
Is the one on Venice, is it just a lot or what is it?
Yes.
$1,500?
$1,580, yep.
So his actual tax bill is $14?
$14.34.
Is there a house on this one?
Do you have the Taney County map?
Yeah, I've got his tax bill here paid $14.34.
I can pull this one up on the $40. There's no house on this.
That's what he paid. The last one?
How big is that?
That's down T, right?
Yes, that one is. That one's 1.93 acres, I believe.
Which one of those are we looking at?
That's... ...2016-7.
Depending on where that is, that's not off.
I've visited with this gentleman a couple of times, nice guy to talk to, and he's got a number of them. I was going to look here and see how many properties that he's bought, and I think they're mostly all vacant parcels.
Is that the one at Venice on the Lake right there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it a distressed lot, or has it got any, what's the term I'm looking for? Ditches.
That's a distressed lot.
Ditches, high lines.
Yeah.
I think I drove by it for him back when he called a year or so ago, and it's a pretty sloped lot.
I'm trying to remember what Danny's trying to think of.
Obsolescence factor? Is that what I'm looking for?
It's a blighted property.
No.
It's blighted because of the obsolescence, though. Like you said, the cliff or a power line.
Yeah.
But that one is for sure because it got a house right next to it.
Unless that property line slid, will the other people already be paying that $14?
It's went up a dollar since 2009.
In the land value.
$1.
How big the lot?
Just a small lot, I think. I think maybe that house is actually burned next to it. Let me pull it back up here.
Yes, yeah, so I'm playing.
Perfect.
Lot's 0.11.
There's one back there that blew up. Like, oh yeah, 100 yards into the woods. I mean, just chunks.
But you get money for clearing, don't you?
Right. If you cut the cedar, I mean, you could get a little bit of
cedar.
Yeah, you got some cedar.
For what it's worth, we're pretty consistent on those vacant lots.
Okay. And he pays $14. I mean, yeah. What's the change? $5?
Oh, no. If we lower it down to... Does he have what it says it's worth or no?
No.
So do they, you know, if you lower
it down...
You
don't think it's worth anything because of the mud tax is what he says.
Well, will we sell somebody for $1,000?
We have a minimum anyway.
I know.
What is the minimum, Jeff, that we use?
Well, we've used $530 on a residential property as a minimum value, which is $100 assessed.
It used
$5.
It used to be $770, but I can't remember. I guess we lowered it back a few years ago to what, $530?
Yeah, if it's an insignificant property that's not, you know, not big enough to build on, or just, you know. This one's been the same since '09. The taxes have went from $1,426 to $1,434. The gentleman's got 33 parcels.
So I'm sure it's all going to add up.
So he's asking for all 33?
No, he's only appealed on these five or six. Yep.
He's got, how many parcels does he have in Venice on the Lake?
Yeah, back up here. So. He's got quite a number in Lake Tanicomo Terrace. I can tell you that, and I'll look up the other for you.
Well, we got to get him on the phone.
So let's get him on the phone.
Because there's no other way we can find out any information.
Yeah. He was scheduled for 2 and 2:15.
Sure, I'm sure. 2:15.
And how do you pronounce his name?
Rod Rush.
Rod Rush?
We think.
Okay.
Looks like he's got 9 in the Venice on the Lake area.